Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And we're back here on Intercom Radio. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We like to have a lot of our partners here on our radio program. Today, we've got AARP and Cadence Bank. Joining us today is Patrick Pacheco, and also our good friend Isabel Longoria, Senior Executive of the Year. And thank you so much for being here in studio to talk about fraud. I know, dreadful subject to talk about, but you know what? You're going to help a lot of people avoid identity theft and all of those other things. So welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with you, Patrick. Cadence Bank, our friend Paul Murphy, serves on the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Board, has been very good to our chamber from day one of my starting. 13 years ago when we were looking for a home, Paul Murphy made sure to make that happen. And 13 years later, we're sitting here with you, Patrick, still involved now with what is Cadence Bank, which, by the way, has a tremendous story, and congratulations to all of the accolades and great work of the bank.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. Paul's a great guy.
Yes, he is. And tell us, your title again is what?
So I'm Trust and Asset Management Executive. I run the Trust and Asset Management line of business.
Well, that's the job you want, I think, if you're over at Cadence. This sounds really important, Patrick. So we're glad you're here. And Isabel Longoria, how long have you been at AARP now?
Almost 4 years, yeah. Wow. Doing a lot of good work for seniors here as the Associate State Director of Outreach and, and Advocacy, and just trying to make sure we're getting the word out.
And you're making sure that outreach part is, you guys are doubling down on that, because I see that you guys are out in the community, out everywhere, and doing some incredible work. And one of the things that we want to shatter right when we start off with this is AARP is not just for folks who are over a certain age. You guys provide so many services. Both of you have extensive information on your websites, both on Cadence Bank and AARP, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone thinks we're just for folks who are retired, but really, we want to talk to everyone about what it means to age and grow older with your family, and how we build cities and communities, and you're right, provide that programming for people and families.
So visit both of those websites. We're going to start with Patrick. Let's talk about fraud. Why should we be aware of it? And what are some of the things that we can do to protect ourselves?
Well, identity theft is something that everybody should be concerned about, whether they're older, whether they're younger. Anybody can be struck by identity theft. What the individuals, the wrongdoers are trying to do is get information about you, personal information, be it social security number, passwords, bank account numbers, anything they can to try to take advantage of your financial assets, whatever they may be. So it's you have to be vigilant about everything that you do. Some of the very simple ones, they call you and ask you for either payments late, they need your password, and they can get it out of your bank account. Some people, you know, they're concerned, they don't want to have a late payment, and actually give bank account information, give passwords. It could be as simple as that, or it can be very sophisticated. You know, the banks will get hit by individuals that try to come in, and they will hack in and copy emails, and they'll watch a pattern of emails. And then they'll send an email saying, wire money to this account. And so that's why the bank has a callback, has some protections built in to make sure that 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 doesn't happen, but occasionally it has happened.
It does.
People get very comfortable with doing the same thing all the time.
Yes.
There's been treasurers of companies that have thought they got emails from presidents of companies saying, send me money to do something, and they call the bank and they get it done. And they just didn't verify who they were getting something from. So it's very difficult. I think it's just vigilance more than anything, really thinking about that somebody could be trying to take advantage of your financial information.
And I would imagine technology has made it easier in many ways to commit this fraud and identity theft, or are there some things that help protect people?
Well, I think it has made it easier in that we've become very used to just popping off an answer to something. The same thing that makes us very efficient can also make us very prone to, to jump on and respond to something. Click on you make an email that has a link, says, please click on this link
right.
to do XYZ. When you click on that link, it could do all kinds of things, whether it's taking financial information from you, whether it's mm-hmm. some type of ransomware. Now they say, well, we've got your computer. Give us $10,000 or else you can't get all your data back.
Yes.
Just a lot of things like that, that we get so used to just being quick and efficient and easy. Uh-huh. Things you can do to protect. There are some very simple things just to make sure something hasn't happened. Check your credit report every year.
Yes.
You get a free credit report. You can do that. There are credit services out there that will monitor your credit for you and will tell you there's a bank account been opened.
Is this yours?
Is this yours? Have you applied for this? Do you now have a new car loan? Everything that's on your credit, they're monitoring, will send you a notice. Mm-hmm. There's the services that will monitor it nonstop. You have to pay attention to it
yes.
though. If you're not paying attention to that either, that doesn't do anything. Pay attention to your bank account.
Your statements.
Statements come out and people don't look at them.
You know what? I look at mine. I have two teenage daughters, and I receive one of my credit card statements, and they both have this credit card, and one of the statements was for a Lamborghini. So I called both of them up. I said, okay, which one of you bought a Lamborghini without mommy's permission? But you've got to look at the statements, right?
Yeah.
Isabel, and from your perspective, you're out in the field. You're talking to people. What are you sharing with them? What kind of resources do you all have to help folks protect themselves from identity theft, fraud, et cetera?
Yeah, and exactly. And the exact same stuff Patrick is talking about, because we all know how scams are coming in now. And even our folks at AARP are getting educated about being careful on watching those clicks and phone calls. Mm-hmm. Someone calls and says, hey, grandma, it's your favorite grandkid.
Oh,
and you say,
no.
Louda? And they say, yes. And they just start rolling until they can get information.
But especially
right?
the vulnerable population is the older population. I met with our folks at the Better Business Bureau, and it's amazing the ingenuity and creativity and the lens that people go to make it happen. I received a phone call, and it was similar to that in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and it said, oh, and they had my name. Mm-hmm. Laura, it's your cousin. Remember me. How have you been? Well, they called the wrong person, because I'm probably the only person in the world that does not have cousins. And so I hung up right away. And so, again, you know, we're busy. We get those emails, we hit the click, and then before we know, we're like, oh my God, what do we do? But if it's a bank calling, if Cadence is calling,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be asking you for information. They should have your information.
No, we're never
help us determine like which calls are legitimate.
Well, first off, we're never going to call and ask you for your financial information.
Okay, because you've got it. You know
right.
who we are.
So you should, one, know who your banker is. Know who the folks are down at either your retail branch
the
or your private banker.
Actual individual
person. Who is it that you normally talk to?
And the great thing is about Cadence is you guys have a great footprint throughout the city, and folks can still walk into a physical place, and you should have a relationship with someone over at Cadence.
We try to be very high touch, and mm-hmm. if you're at a high touch bank, you should know who's coming, who's talking to you, who you're used to hearing, who's used to picking up the phone.
Okay.
Rarely are we going to call you about a financial transaction unless we're calling to verify something. So if we're trying to initiate a financial transaction, if anybody's trying to initiate a financial transaction from the bank, that should be a concern. Now, maybe they'll call you and tell your payment's late.
What if they call and say, your payment's late, we want to take your payment over the phone?
That's the difference. Now, they may say, we can take your payment over the phone.
Okay.
One, you need to make sure that, is your payment even late? I mean, there's people that'll pay things, and this is where I think with the elderly, they'll call and say your mortgage is overdue.
Okay.
And they've already paid it once, maybe twice, maybe three times that month, once to the bank, and the other two times to somebody that's taking advantage of them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, make sure you're talking to that person. If you're not certain, hang up and say, I'll call you back, and call the bank back directly and say, I think my payment's late.
Okay.
And they may tell you it is or it isn't.
Yeah.
But that way, if you have any concern whatsoever, don't give the information.
Don't feel pressure to provide information. Don't feel pressure to pull out that credit card. But the reality is, I mean, you see now even gas stations, right? You put your credit card in and there's sometimes, I don't know what it is, and they're taking copies of it or what have you. So what do? I mean, we've got to purchase things. And most people now, it's amazing how many places I've gone, and I'm a paid cash kind of person. No, we don't take cash. Really? No, it's all credit card, and you have to pay through credit card. And then I worry about the especially population that may not have a credit card.
Yeah.
And all of these things now are no paper. It's all electronic. And so I think it opens up just a whole opportunity of perhaps folks that have bad intentions. What are you seeing in terms of the population you deal with?
Yeah, and for us, it's twofold. One, getting people comfortable with actually downloading those apps. So if you're at Cadence and they have an app, right, download it so you can see every time you spend a charge, it pops up. And you can say, okay, that looks right, or that's the Lamborghini I wish I had bought for myself, right?
Right.
But then the next step is don't be embarrassed if something happens. Mm-hmm. If you see something strange, it's okay to call immediately and ask a question. What we've seen from scammers, too, is testing. So they'll steal a credit card and they'll spend $20 and see if you report and freeze it because they want to see if you're paying attention. And then you think, well, $20, maybe I bought gas and I forgot. Maybe that was a late charge. And then what happens is then they spend $100 and then all of a sudden it's $1,500 or that Lamborghini again. And you're like, whoa, that's a much harder problem to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see at AARP is don't be embarrassed. Ask questions right away. And then if you get into a situation where you think your identity is stolen or you have an issue with your credit card, you can actually call the AARP Fraud Watch line. And you can find us on aarp.org/fraudwatch of how to report all of that. So we have trained volunteers, right, who will walk you through, here's the Social Security Administration number, here's maybe the police officer if that needs to be reported, or we'll sit with you as you call your bank and walk you through step by step, how do you freeze your credit, how do you track your reports, and all of those steps where it's better to get that done instead of feel embarrassed, and then your money gets more and more stolen.
You know, Isabel, we've been talking for some time now about the many, many services of AARP. And every time I talk to you, you come up with something new that you guys do. I didn't know that this was something that you all covered. Visit the website. I mean, everything from career, training or identification and all
family
kinds
caregivers,
of
caregivers, local care, events, yeah,
quality of life, sidewalks. They're all over it. And of course, all of this can be financed by our friends at Cadence Bank. So keep them in mind. Patrick, what else do you want to talk about as it relates to fraud and identity theft?
Well, I mean, there's also this thought of when you get older,
yes.
and you start realizing you might be slipping a little bit. I know AARP calls me. I keep telling them I'm 27. I'm not sure why I keep getting all these things.
And you can still be a member. Yeah.
but then I said I should join anyway, even though I am 27. Not really. And I have joined. I'm not 27. So as you get older and you start realizing you're slipping, there's ways you can do can set up your finances so that somebody else is watching them. For example, we have individuals that will set up what's called a management trust. They'll put assets into a trust. And they may be a co-trustee with their child. They may have the bank be the trustee paying the bills because they realize that, you know, every time the gardener asks me for a check, I can't remember if I paid him last time, so I just write a new check.
I see.
Wait, before you start slipping, before you start realizing that something is not working, or you might not realize something's not working right, setting up some estate planning, but some planning for living, not for dying. That part's easy, but for living. What happens if I'm incapacitated or I'm starting to become incapacitated,
yes.
early Alzheimer's onset? Something that I can put in place so that somebody else can be watching what's happening with my money or eventually take over the management of my money.
So the question would be, when people hear this estate and managing and trust, is it a fortune or can it be someone who, you know, worked 20 years at the post office perhaps and it's just getting by. I mean, imagine you're not taking on everyone's, you know, scenario.
No, it's not a fortune. I think for the most part, people that have amassed some nest egg, they have a home, they have some type of benefits coming in, a 401k that they're going to be pulling off of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every one of those individuals should be looking for some planning of some type.
Okay.
Not just, again, for dying, but what happens if
for
I become incapacitated?
That's really good.
Powers of attorney.
Yes.
You have the right people on those.
Yes.
Management trust so that you don't have to rely on an agent under a power of attorney. Maybe you have a bank like Cadence Bank serve as your trustee.
Yes.
And make sure that your bills get paid, make sure your needs are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the personal needs. It's not going to be making sure you go to the doctor, taking you to the doctor, but it's going to make sure the doctor gets paid and only gets paid once.
And you said it there is having control and being able to plan while you can make the decision rather than someone making the decision for you. And I know, especially for people who are caring for parents, those are difficult conversations, but I bet you if you go to the AARP website, it will help you navigate these conversations.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a caregiver's guide on just that as people are getting older, how they can start having conversations with their families. And what we like to say is start young, right? Start early. Use those holidays to start talking about the family planning, the fraud, so that when anyone gets in trouble or when that hard conversations come up, it's not the first time you've had
it. Well, and also so that it's not one where the parent or the person that is being, you know, communicated with isn't defensive, and it's not in any way disrespecting them. It's the care, and again, going to the fact that you have to have these conversations. And your banks, such as Cadence and others, can sit with you and help walk you and navigate that process. And then the emotional side, the parent-sibling dynamics that can, you know, create, you know, sometimes some real challenges are nothing that hasn't been done before. There's help out there. Cadence Bank is there to sit with you, and so is AARP. Patrick, before we close, any closing comment?
No, just be vigilant. Be careful. Know that there are some wrongdoers out there. Not everybody's bad. But there are some that are. And be careful. And teach your kids. You said, you know, communicating with family, you can't start too young. With financial ideas, financial management, you cannot start too young with your children.
Very important. And if you don't know how to do that, visit AARP. And I'm sure there's another page that talks about finances and talking to your children. On behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we want to thank you for joining us today. To our friends at Cadence Bank for all that they do, and also AARP. Please visit their website and support our corporate partners such as AARP and Cadence Bank. Have a great day. Isabel, Patrick, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day. Thanks for joining us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.